It is the review on the Anfield Wrap with Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers and Paul Cope to go through Wolves 3, Liverpool 0. And we'll start where we always start, Sean. And, there's the admission pre-match from Klopp, which I think is significant, that Fabinho was effectively bombed out. And I think you can probably say the same applies to Henderson there, in terms of, you know, he's not tried to flower it up in any way. He's not tried to put a different hat on it. He's basically called it how it is. The player's not playing well enough. They're struggling for confidence. And that at the minute, they're not in the side and they know what they need to do to get themselves back in. I think that's worth touching on because we obviously go into this with some minor tweaks. There's the omission of Elliott. There's Gakpo on the left, Darwin central. But all of that being said, I mean, we're unable to see what the actual plan is for Liverpool because the start is so horrific.
Yeah, post-match, I think Neil Jones, it was, forgive me, Neil, if it wasn't you, I think they asked Klopp later in the evening about Fabinho and he said there'd been an illness.
Said he was ill, yeah.
Yeah, may well be the case, take that at face value, but I think none of us would be surprised if it was, you need a bit of time away and we look to rehabilitate you later, perhaps. Totally get everything that you said there and agree in terms of the 11 and the selection. And it, from our point of view, is the 11 that I've certainly wanted us to pick. The thing that surprised me the most from the Liverpool perspective is how we decided to set them up. From the Wolves perspective, they've made a few changes to what we've seen in the FA Cup. And they've obviously changed their system as well to 4-4-2 and then sort of defending a 4-4-1-1. So there might have been some... Yeah, and from a Liverpool perspective, I've got loads and loads of sympathy for Klopp generally, and I've got a load of sympathy for Klopp even during the match on Saturday, but I don't have any sympathy at all about the way we've set up. Long term, I want Darwin Nunes central. And of course, everyone would be more excited about that. And I understand why there's a bit of a feeling about Gakpo on the left, because we've got no Diaz, you know, we've got no Jota, and people... A lot of people don't want to see Nunes out there, but until the cavalry is back, this manager has been at pains to repeat, being compact. He's been looking to drop, ever since Wolves away in the FA Cup tie, we've been looking to drop the centre forward back into a Bobby Firmino type role and looking to give the three centre midfielders that extra protection layer in front. And we've been letting the opposition centre-backs have it. We dropped into a mid-block. And you saw at Brighton that Gakpo would be looking to try and win it in there. He actually did that as well as he's arguably ever done it for us. Mm. And then looked to spring. And we sprung Salah quite well at Brighton away in particular. We just didn't have the pace on the other side because of Elliott being in there. But it's noticeable that Elliott still gets in behind against Brighton twice. So you think to yourself, well, this is the model we're building. If Gakpo and Thiago and Kite and Batetic can recover the ball there and you've got Nunes and Salah as willing runners, until the cavalry comes back and in terms of staying compact, that model for me seemed to be you double down on that in February, you stick to it. And Liverpool hadn't conceded a goal in open play and had been a bit tighter, albeit the creative aspect of this had gone wrong.